Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Oh, good afternoon. Hey, thanks for being here with me today. I'm delighted to be here with you today. There is a lot going on. We're going to get into a lot of different things today. I came across a new study, and I want to dive right into it with you this afternoon. But before I begin, I just want to say a quick prayer, if I could do that. I want to turn to Our Lady under her title of Our Lady Guadalupe. She is in our chapel, and if you ever get a chance to stop by our network studios here, first of all, I'd love to say hello to you, but secondly, I really want you to visit what I think is one of the most beautiful chapels in the world, the Chapel of the Proclamation. I get the great privilege of praying there every day, and I see this gorgeous mosaic of the Mother of God, and she's the patroness of this country, and she's also the patroness of Relevant Radio. We got our FCC license on her feast day, on December 12th in the year 2000, so, and she's really a figure for the new evangelization. That's what Relevant Radio is all about, and as you probably have heard, with Josh Raymond and Peter Atkinson and others, you know, we come to you four times a year. It is, of course, springtime. So this is our spring pledge drive. Keeps us going for a few more months. And we're really grateful for your generosity. So I'm going to pray for you. I pray that God can move your heart to be generous and to help us. And if you're not in a position, that God will touch someone else's heart. But let's pray right now. We'll entrust the mission of Relevant Radio and your personal needs to Our Lady. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. I default into the pledge drive. Let me do the memorare instead of the chaplet. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Mother of mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. It's funny, I default to that prayer anytime I bless myself in the studio, because I pray it here every day. And I pray that prayer multiple times today. I find myself mixing the chaplet and the rosary together, and I bumped into a guy who actually made a hybrid out of the two of them, which I thought was a brilliant way of doing it. He actually does the rosary the first decade with the Hail Marys, and then he does the Chapel of Divine Mercy. People like to express their prayer in different ways. Anyway, thanks for tolerating me and putting up with me and hanging out with me. We got a lot to talk about. Father Paul Solis is going to stop by. I saw a stat that I first had to take a second look at, and I'd love you to sound off on this too. Let me know what you think. There was a recent Pew Research report that came out, and it put forward a staggering statistic. 72% of self-identified Catholics in the United States, they claim, are not attending Mass weekly. 72%. All right, you're talking 3 out of 4? Only 1 out of 4 people are going to Mass weekly? And maybe I'm just myopic. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I don't see things for the way they are. That number is probably true, right? 72%. It's not a minor hiccup, right? That's not, yeah, this is statistical data. And I think it should be a wake-up call for the faith. I'm grateful for our bishops who are now involved in this great Eucharistic revival. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But the church teaches us very clearly that Sunday Eucharist is not a tradition. It's a cornerstone of your faith. Catechism of the Catholic Church, for those of you who may not know, let me just throw this out to you. I want to put it on your radar. The Sunday Eucharist is the foundation and the confirmation of all Christian practice. Those who deliberately fail in this obligation commit a grave sin. Now, maybe no one has ever told you that before, and I'm sorry if I'm breaking the news to you. All right, but that's the reality. It is a grave sin. You're breaking one of the commandments, and yet 72% of Catholics have drifted away from it. I'm joined this afternoon by Father Paul Solis. He's an emeritus professor of sociology at Catholic University in Washington, D.C., a senior research associate at the Ruth Institute, and I thought of you when I saw the stat early this morning, Father Solis. It's good to have you with me.
I'm happy to be with you. And I'm sorry to bring you bad news. That statistic, it says 28% of Catholics attend Mass weekly. That's based on 2018 data from Pew Research Institute, a survey done the next year, 2019, by CARA, you know, the Committee for applied research in the apostolate. So that would be a more precise survey, found that only 24% of Catholics attend Mass weekly. And then they just updated that last September following COVID to see what effect that had. And we were down to 17% as of 2023 September. Actually, they floated the survey in August, just this past year. An additional 5% watch Mass somehow online. So we're still below that number. It's worse than even shocked the blogger, Mrs. Schiffer.
Yeah, I'm stunned.
And we're headed downward. Now, if that's not enough bad news, I got even worse. The same survey by Kara asked about belief in the real presence in the Eucharist. Yeah. The options were, do you believe that Jesus Christ is really present in the bread and wine, or Jesus is only symbolically present in the consecrated bread and wine, which are symbols of Jesus' actions at the Last Supper? Now, what percent of Catholics do you think gave the second option, just symbolic?
Oh, gosh, it's got to be, it used to be. Yeah, I'm going to say, since the numbers are going up, if those trends are holding true, I'm going to say 8 out of 10 people,
80%. 80% said it was symbolic?
Yes.
I'm happy to tell you it was just over half, 51%.
Really?
Said it was symbolic, and 49% said Jesus is truly present.
Well, those numbers, that's actually not bad news, Father. That's good news, because I thought the number out there for a long time was like 72, 73, 74% of Catholics did not believe in the true presence.
Great. Well, I'm happy to say that it's less than that.
That's great.
Over half of Catholics in this survey do not know.
So why are they going to Mass? Like, if half of people believe that Jesus is truly present there, why aren't you in the church doors? I don't get it.
Yep, that's right. The same survey found that only half of those who went to Mass receive communion on a regular basis. 49% receive communion regularly. 15% never receive communion at Mass. 18% seldom, and the rest usually or sometimes.
So, Father, before we get too in the weeds here, I want to back up for a minute, if we could.
Let's.
The numbers from 2017, 2018, and the latest one that you gave me, I think it was 2019, whatever your latest data was.
Yep.
In terms of people not going to Mass, you said it's 74%, 76% who just don't go to church at all. I can understand the last number. I don't understand the 2017-18 year. What was going on in those years that people had drifted away from the faith? COVID. And I've made this case on the air many times. You know, vice is a bad habit, right? Virtue is the practice of a good habit. And when you get out of the habit of going to Mass, it's very easy to say, I'm not struck by lightning. I really don't need to go. God knows me. He loves me. I'll go when I have to. And I can understand post-COVID the numbers being low because people got out of the habit of going to church. But back up before that, I mean, how did the numbers get so bad? And tell me where we're heading.
The numbers have been trending downward for the past 25 years. Where we're headed, if this trend continues, which is a very dangerous thing to think, but if it does, we're headed down to become like Europe, where maybe 5% of Catholics attend Mass weekly. We're becoming
a
secularized society.
So what are the drivers, Father? What's driving those numbers? I know we have the data here, but is it secularization? Is it materialism? I mean, what do you see happening that is causing the abdication of faith?
Well, things are better now, but we had a generation where there was very little catechesis about the teachings of the faith and the practice of the faith. And we've recovered that to some extent. So that's one issue. Another issue is that what drives people often to worship, getting serious about their faith, is forming a family and having children. You have people who've hardly ever been to church or think it's very important, but when they get married, they want to get married in the church. They sense a sanctity in that relationship, and often that will lead them into closer contact with their faith. And having children do the same thing. They want their children to have a moral grounding, so they bring them to church and they rediscover in many cases, their own faith. So young people today are not getting married, not having children nearly to the extent that they used to. And so that driver of attendance and practice of the faith is lost for us.
Yeah. My guest today is Father Paul Solans. He's a very gifted sociologist. If you want to join us, maybe you're seeing it in your own family. Maybe your kids just stopped going to church. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe you have. You know, you say, I'm still Catholic. I still believe in Jesus. And I just, I don't need to go. You know, mass is kind of boring. Music is kind of bad. The homilies are, whatever your excuse is. Or maybe you had a bad experience. Like, I know a girl who was out all night one night, went to mass the next day, probably in what she was wearing the night before, and some lady turned around at her, read her the riot act for being at mass dressed that way. That girl never went back again. We all have experiences, right? What's yours? And if you got any insights or you want to join the conversation, here's the number for you. It's 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Father, I need to take a short pause. When I come back, you and I will talk more. We'll take a few calls. And if you can help us, this is our Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. You're hearing Father Solans there. I think what a beautiful reason to support Relevant Radio that does more to evangelize than anything else I know. I mean, really, we're in the cars and the homes and the hearts and the minds of so many souls. And if you can help support our effort, that'd be great. Here's a quick message up for you from Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Relevant Radio. Welcome to our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. A reminder that Relevant Radio is listener-supported, so we're unable to bring you your favorite shows without your financial support. Today only, for a gift of $20 a month, our special thank you gift is a Relevant Radio-branded Eucharistic tote bag. This bag is huge, with plenty of spaces for groceries, books, or a change of clothes. It has two large handles so you can carry it comfortably over your shoulder. Great for that summer trip you've planned, especially if you're planning on joining us at the National Eucharistic Congress. The Relevant Radio branded Eucharistic tote bag is only available today and is yours for a gift of only $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And we have a dollar for dollar match this hour, so get yours online now on the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com or call us at 877-291-0123. And may God bless you.
All right, more of the Drew Mariani Show coming up in just a moment. Right now, taking a short break, asking you to support what you hear every single day here on Relevant Radio, and especially during this hour of the Drew Mariani Show. Hi, I'm Josh Raymond, along with Drew, and you just heard Father Rocky there talking about that special thank you gift that we have for anybody who comes in at that $20 a month level, and we've had so many people making that pledge of $240 or $20 a month. Thank you. Maria listening in New Jersey, Paul down in Homestead, Florida. We've got Ann in Jefferson, Wisconsin, Margie in Lakeside, California, all making their pledge of $20 a month. And we're going to be sending them that special Relevant Radio tote bag. Features a beautiful rendering of a monstrance that's on the front alongside the Relevant Radio logo. And especially if you're going to be going to the National Eucharistic Congress, maybe you're going to be participating in something focused on the Eucharist in your own local area. It's a great way for you to be able to have a carry-all there and show the love that you have for your Catholic faith and your belief that Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist. And of course, it's a witness for you wherever you go. You know, even if you're out just, you know, picking up groceries, taking the family out to the beach or to the park during the summer, it's a wonderful way. And actually, Drew, it's a really good quality. I was actually surprised at how sturdy that bag is. So again, $20 a month, we'd love to send it as our way of saying thank you for you making that very substantial gift to Relevant Radio at our website, relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123.
And to Josh's point, this is the day to go ahead and get this. It's the only day you can get this beautiful tote that we have here. Again, you know, if you believe in what we're talking about, if you believe in Relevant Radio, if you find value in what you hear here, if you say, man, my kids are away from the faith and I wish they'd come back, or I wish they understood Jesus was truly present. You know, if you're saddened by the news that so many people are not attending Mass or they don't believe that Jesus is truly present, you can make a difference right now in this very moment just by simply picking up the phone and calling 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. 291-0123, online at relevantradio.com. It's another great way of doing it. But get this tote. You know, I have gone shopping many times, Josh, and, you know, where they don't have bags.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh, my arms, I'm dropping stuff. You know, it's a mess. This is great. Keep it in the car. It's a great way to evangelize and introduce others, not just to the Eucharist, but to the Lord.
Again, you can make that pledge online. And any amount you donate, match dollar for dollar right
That's
now.
Right.
877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or make your pledge on the Relevant Radio app. Thank you so much.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there.
Your daily update with Drew. You're listening to the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
It's great to be here with you today. Thanks for joining me. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Father Paul Sullins about some stunning data regarding the percentage of Catholics not going to Mass. Maybe you're in that. I'm not here to preach at you. I'm here to invite you to come back. We know the numbers for those who don't believe in the true presence. And, you know, bottom line is that Mass is not about ticking a box, right? It's about worshiping our Father, about worshiping God who created us. It's about receiving His word and His body, His blood, His soul, His divinity. You know, it's about becoming fortified. And unfortunately, I think this is part of the problem in the culture. We have strayed from God. And when we do that, confusion abounds. Help Relevant Radio in this mission to draw souls back to God. If you can help support in this hour, if you listen to my broadcast, make that call at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com and get that tote. Father Sullins, it's great to have you back here with me. I want to pick up on this, and we'll grab a couple quick calls. We only have a few moments here. For those who are listening and saying, Drew, I don't know what to do. I go, my husband doesn't want to go, my kids don't go. What strategies can we employ to maybe re-engage those who drifted away from Mass?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't.
I would say you pray, right? You go, you be a witness, and you keep inviting. That's what you do. You keep offering them. I knew a guy whose children did not go to Mass at all or to church. But, you know, he would drive by this one church and he'd say to them, hey, do you mind? I'm going to run in here real quick for 5 minutes. And adoration was going on 27. The kid would stay in the car.
Right.
Eventually, the kid came in with him. In the future, he said to his kid, hey, I'm going to go to adoration tonight. Do you want to come? Next thing you know, the kid is going with him. I think it's public witness. I think it's prayer, which brings about conversion. And I think it's invitation. Let's take a few calls for you, Father. We'll go to Joe in Scottsdale, Arizona. Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Joe.
We're talking about lack of attendance at Mass and that, you know, I just really think society is really discouraged because, you know, we have the examples of the celibate lifestyle and yet we see all the scandals and all the stuff and sexual life behind the walls. And then, you know, we're Catholics, we have to jump through all these hoops to go through all these sacraments that other people are obligated to and other people aren't. It just seems that, you know, the church is just, I'm not saying individuals. I mean, individually, okay, so they live with integrity, but they're living within a Christian society that is not welcoming and loving, and at the same time, not living what they need to live.
Well, you know, so, I mean, Father, I'm going to let you respond to Joe on this point. And Joe, the only reason I always hate the broad brush, and I totally get where you're coming from, brother. Believe me, you're not alone. You're the voice of a lot of people listening right now. But, you know, when you look at the church scandal, and that was egregious, one case was too many. But, you know, they say that the number was 3-4% of priests were involved. That means that, you know, 96% of priests, 97% of priests were faithful to their vows. So I don't always like to broad brush and put every priest in that category. And I know you're not doing that necessarily. And I get what the optics of this are. But Father, let me let you pick it up. You're the priest. You heard Joe's concerns. And you know, he's not alone. There's a lot of people out there who have those same concerns.
Right. I understand that. We start every Mass by acknowledging our sins. And asking for God's grace and mercy in them. So I think often of Pope Francis's response to the concern you've raised. And he says the church is not a museum for saints. It's a hospital for sinners. We should expect people to have problems and misbehave in the church. It means that God's grace is reaching to where it should reach. But I understand that people get offended. People want to disassociate from the church. I have priests that I don't think a whole lot of, and I have, bad experiences in the church as well. But I don't go to the church to mass to meet the people that's there. I go to meet the Lord. And so I think at some point you have to decide that that's what you want. You want Jesus. And you're not going to let anyone, even some rude or offensive person, keep you from Jesus. And then, of course, there comes this realization sometimes you may be keeping somebody else from getting to Jesus, that God wants to work some grace in you, because often the things that offend you that other people do, well, I should speak for myself, the things that offend me that other people do, I sometimes realize I have those same qualities in me, and that's one of the reasons that it hits me so hard.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, sure, we do that. We have a tendency to make a broad with a sweeping brush or whatever and make opinions and label things or whatever. But, I mean, I think the problem within the system of the theology that the Catholic Church operates out of, that there's so much control, so many rules, so many regulations, so many hoops, it just becomes, like what Jesus said, well, you clean all the outside of your stuff. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, look at the inside, right? Yeah. So what about, and you go to mass and nobody ever says hi. You go to a non-denominational church, they got all these ministries. Everybody's loving one another. And nobody walks out of the door.
Joe, I get it. I got a friend who left the Catholic Church for that very reason. She felt loved and welcomed at the non-denominational church. Are you Catholic, Joe, by any chance, or you're not?
Well, what do you think? I might be one of your statistics.
So you're basically baptized Catholic, but you're not necessarily practicing, is what you're saying, right?
Well, I'm just talking about all the hoops we got to go through. Yeah.
All right, Father, we have a minute and a half. I'm going to give you the final thoughts on this. We can maybe pick it up on the other side. It's a great conversation. Joe, I'm really glad you called, brother. I am. I want to talk much more to you about this. But, Father, let me give you the thoughts.
Sure. God calls us to himself, and it can look like sometimes a lot of hoops to go through. I hear that the most about sexuality from young people. You got so many rules, and I can't have any fun, and I can't do what most of the other people in my peer group are doing. And they don't see, and often we don't see, we may not even see until we get to heaven, the deep love of the Father that is behind all of those rules and regulations. It's like a mother or a father saying to a young child, don't touch that stove. You'll burn yourself. You'll hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. And the kid may feel controlled and manipulated and resent that. But there's a deep love there behind that. And so I encourage you to press on to find that deep love. One person that would agree with you a lot is Pope Francis, who calls us to have more mercy and more grace in the church. So I hear you saying much the same thing.
Joe, we'll talk much more about it. Thank you. Father, thank you for being here. I'm slightly amended schedule today. Got to take a break. If you can help make a donation to help Relevant Radio right now, it's men like Joe whose lives you will impact, because we're here to bring truth and beauty and our Catholic faith.
More of the Drew Mariani Show coming up in just a few minutes here. Hi, I'm Josh Raymond along with Drew, and we're taking this short little pause, this break from our normal programming that you hear at this point. And that's because we are in the midst of our spring pledge drive. I say midst, we're in the middle of day one. It's Monday of our pledge drive. And if you can help in any amount, we really do need to hear from you. The number you can call to make a pledge, 877-291-0123. You can pledge online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. And Drew, great conversation there. I think Joe, as he was speaking, he does kind of represent this mindset. mindset that we see very prevalent out there. But one of the things that I really appreciate that Father said at the end, as he pointed back to Pope Francis, that message of mercy, and you know, where you hear that message of mercy more than any place else, really, on Relevant Radio, coming up in about a half hour. Yeah. We're going to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. You know, our listeners have told us how Relevant Radio has impacted them. We have asked them numerous times, and the statistics, the results always come back of people who listen to Relevant Radio. You know, you would ask Father, what can we do to help people have a renewed understanding of the Eucharist and to come back to church? Relevant Radio is a great way to do that, because our listeners have said 20% of them have come back to the faith after listening to Relevant Radio. 43% have gone back to confession. 84%, that's 4 out of every 5, have begun to pray more by listening to Relevant Radio. That's the impact of your donation by supporting Relevant Radio when you make that pledge right now. 877-291-0123, pledge at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Hey, look, we could use you right now. We are about 30 minutes, and I'd love to see 100 people who've children away from the faith make it a prayer. Stand up, make a pledge right now at 877-291-0123 and help Relevant Radio, which is catechizing and educating and bringing love and prayer and hope and drawing souls back to God. Will you join me in this hour? I'd like to see 100 people stand up right now and say, I'm making this financial gift, this sacrifice, this gift of alms to God for men like Joe, for others who love God. They love God, but they maybe need a little more clarity or a little more direction. Call right now. We need your help, okay? That's what we're here to do. We're here to bring Christ to you and the teachings of this beautiful faith of ours. 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com. If you do it now, there's a dollar for dollar match, and there's a really special premium as well.
877-291-0123. Whatever amount you come in at is matched dollar for dollar. You can make that pledge at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Thank you so much for being generous.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yeah, you give a lot of hope every single time you call in here, and I am so grateful. Phones look great. I'm appreciating those calls. I'd like to see 100 people in the next 30 minutes easily to make that pledge and donate in honor of maybe that soul that's away from the faith. Make it a sacrificial gift. I know so many of you are praying for the conversion of your children. It's the number one prayer intention we get for the Holy Rosary, for the Chaplet, for our Masses here, and we're praying for you. Leave that prayer intention with us, especially for conversion. I'm convinced, like St. Faustina wrote in her diary, it is a prayer that the Lord always hears and answers. So call right now, leave that intention. If you can sacrifice and help us in this hour, I'm telling you, I could use you right now. Grace is in Paramount, California. Grace, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Drew.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
Great. I just wanted to call for on behalf of all the kids and nieces and grandchildren who have walked away from the faith for a period of time. We do come back.
That's great.
And I used to hate going to church with my family. I always felt dragged that I had to go, you know. And my poor mom, she was always praying for me and my dad for our conversion. And those prayers never go unheard.
Yeah, no kidding.
And now I love going to Mass. Like, I can live at church now.
I love it. Grace, what brought you back? I mean, what was it that helped draw you back into the church?
It was knowing that God loved me.
Perfect answer. That's where it is, and that's where we meet our Lord truly present in the Eucharist. Grace, I love your call. Father Rocky is in the studio with me, along with the Vice President of Marketing here, Rich Pajczynski. Rich, good to have you here with us. About to call you Nick. Father, you heard Grace. I mean, that's really the fruit of Relevant Radio, isn't it? We're bringing the love of God to people. It's part of our mission. And Grace, thank you so much for your call. You're giving hope to a lot of other parents out there that right now are praying for their kids and say, my kids, they're cohabitating, they're not going to church, they're this or that. Prayer plants the seed, I believe, of conversion. And the tears of a mother and the sacrifice that often goes into that waters that. And we see the fruit of it, and you're one of those beautiful fruits.
And, you know, hey, thank you, Grace, from California, for that testimony. Many times, youngsters feel the love of God because they get it from their grandparents or their parents. Now, every family has its own situation on that. So we hear that the number one testimonial here at Relevant Radio is the parents are praying for their children to come back to the faith. But on Saturday at the Walk to Mary, I met a number of young people. They were there praying that their parents come back to the practice of the faith. It's really interesting how the yin-yang goes around and all of that. But that's what we try to do here at Relevant Radio, is put real testimonies out there, authentic people, their walk, and people learn from each other.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Grace, thanks for the call. Father, the fruit of Relevant Radio is not only evident in calls like that, but it's an evident what we saw yesterday. You and I happened to make it to the Walk to Mary. That was an extraordinary event.
That's an amazing thing. You and I were there back in 2010 on December 8th when Bishop Ricken issued the formal approval of an apparition. And I remember thinking, this is highly unusual. This doesn't happen. This is once every, you know, maybe it's happened a dozen times in 500 years. So you know those names like Lourdes, Guadalupe, Fatima. So we covered it live. And then a couple months later, I was at a men's conference. And I said, fellas, I'm about to do something you're not supposed to do. So that got their attention. I said, I've got an idea, and I am not taking responsibility for it. And the idea is every year during May, we need to organize a one-day walking pilgrimage from the headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay out to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. I said, that's what they do in Catholic countries. They do that in Mexico. They do it in Poland. They do it in Portugal or in Spain and the rest. I thought that's the last I ever heard of it. So 2 years later, they had the first Walk to Mary. Mike Tom Schmidt and Pat Dupre organized it. And I was driving back from the pilgrimage this year with Pat, and he said, you know, Father, 11 years ago, we had 300 people come to the pilgrimage. This year, we had 300 volunteers.
My gosh.
300 volunteers.
That's a great stat.
Yeah, just supporting the 6,000 pilgrims. And you talk with people, you see people, everybody's got their own need, their prayer intention, their own hope. You know, a lot of young people, you know, they want what everybody wants. They want love, they want family, they want children, they want a commitment, they want a house, they want a spouse, they want a baby, right? People are going out there. So it was great. You saw it yourself, and Our Lady interceded for you. So that morning, we knew what the weather forecast was. It was going to rain like crazy at 2:30. So in the morning, we prayed that Our Lady of fair skies and Our Lady of good enough weather keep the rain away until 8 o'clock. So and what happened?
The weather pattern parted. Let me share with you. I want to share with everybody a little bit of audio. I received an email over the weekend from somebody who went to the walk. They were so grateful for it. Mm-hmm. And the guy went on social media, and he actually took a video of his phone showing the weather pattern. And this weather pattern, literally, yeah, and I didn't know you had prayed at this time, separated around the walk, passed over the territory, and rejoined on the other side of that Walk to Mary. Here's part of his commentary on what he was witnessing as it was taking place.
There was a large rainstorm that came from the north and from the south, moving eastward, and it seems to just leap right around Green Bay, Wisconsin, where the Walk to Mary is taking place, where thousands of pilgrims are walking from Green Bay, Wisconsin, up to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. The weather forecast said that we were going to see rain today and that those thousands of people were going to get rained on. But somehow, maybe through God's intervention, we see that this large weather front seems to just leap right around Green Bay and then rejoin itself on the east side of Green Bay as it's past the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion.
So I just thought it was super. Thank you for that audio, by the way. I thought it was super cool. I didn't realize until today, your homily, that you were praying for clear skies.
Oh, yeah, in the morning, because we saw what the weather forecast was, and I had a poncho and another poncho and an umbrella in my backpack, along with the 8,000 prayer requests and all the rest. And it was great to see. And there were lots of Relevant Radio hats out there. Rich, you and your team were there. What was the vibe?
Oh, it was terrific. There's, you know, 14 great volunteers helping me out, a video team out there. And we're just facilitating what Pat and Tom were doing out there. They had every detail, but all the people out there, young, old, men, women. Father, I know we were talking, all the guys showing up, and your theory
was— There are a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys. You know, usually you don't see so many guys at a religious event. Mm-hmm. But I think for the guys, it kind of appeals to their sense of— Well, you know, let's see if I can do it. If I adventure and, you know, am I tough enough to do it, right? Can I walk those 21 miles? I mean, you walk 7 miles. That's huge for you.
Right?
People don't, I mean, that is.
I admit I'm soft.
No,
right?
No, we're not. You did not say that.
Come
right? on. You were out there.
I walked with the 21. I'm thinking, oh, man, next year I'm going to have to do 21.
But, you know,
I'm not in the blisters.
I'm beginning to feel sorry for myself around mile 19 going up that hill. And there's a woman in a wheelchair. Only has 1.5 legs, and she's pushing herself.
Yeah, no.
And I go, oh, my goodness, this is amazing, right?
Yeah.
You saw people from all over the place. But it was great to see all those Relevant Radio hats out there and the backpacks and the glasses and all that. And what was your impression?
Well, you know, well, first of all, spectacular in terms of the visuals. You know, there's an area of the walk where you can literally see for probably a mile or so.
Oh,
at
least.
It was from the entire road just filled with people. There were people praying and singing. There was a guy I walked next to. I didn't realize, turned over. We were praying the chapel to Divine Mercy. And the woman said, "Oh, you're Drew. Hey, this is my dad." He was 98 years old. I'm serious. 98. He did like 5 or 7 miles. It was crazy. The guy looked like
me.
He was unbelievable. And then the people, you often have that little rhyme that was there. So at 3 o'clock, we prayed the chaplet. You know, you and I have mutual friends,
sure.
Jay and Lars,
right,
Cindy,
right, right.
And we're all walking together. So as I was leaving the chaplet, I could tell the people to the left of me were kind of tuned into it. They wanted to be part of it. So I just said, "Hey, do you have any intentions you want to add?" And they said, "Yeah." They said, "We were grateful for that." He said, "We've been praying for a baby." I said, "Oh, have you heard Father Rocky's rhyme?" And they, "Oh, yeah, we have." I said, "How long have you been praying?" 14 years. And the husband said to me, he says, "It feels like 14 billion years for a child." So
yeah.
I told him, "Visit the tomb of Adele Bryce when you get to the church and then trust in God's mercy." And we'll
so I really have to hand it to our listeners and supporters during this pleasure, because if it weren't for them, we would not be able to bring this good news to so many people, right? And you wouldn't have 6,000 people coming from 45 states to do this 21-mile period. And it really gives you a tremendous amount of hope. There are a lot of young people in the crowd. There's something basic in the human nature that wants to get out there and walk to God. Right. And that's really the support of our listeners during this pledge drive. And so during this week, we need to raise $3 million. That keeps the lights on for the next 3 months. Anything over that goes to purchasing of stations or expansion. And people work really hard here. So it's the Give Hope campaign. Number to call if you want to make a donation is 1-877-291-0123. Or if they can pledge safely and securely online. I made a donation this morning because I wanted to get that tote bag.
Yeah, it's right here in front of us. Beautiful, big tote bag. You can put your summer stuff in it. If you go to the beach, you can pick up your groceries in it. A lot of things you can do with it. This is that year we did a piece a little bit earlier on the abdication of the faith. People not going to church, lack of true presence. What a great way to evangelize. We have an image of a monstrance here and the Relevant Radio logo. If you say, "I don't know the faith," well, direct them to Relevant. They'll get any faith question they want answered. They'll be inspired. But we need your help right now. Father, we're only down to, in this hour, we need probably another 50 to 75 telephone calls, and we need big-time support. It's been a little bit slower than it should be right now.
50 calls in 15 minutes.
Yeah, we can do
you know
that,
what that
right?
is? That's 3.3 phone calls
there
a minute. You need to be calling every 16.5 seconds.
Get them, Father.
Like right now, 877-291-0123. That's the number to call. Is it matched today?
Dollar for dollar.
Dollar for dollar? Yep. No, you got to be kidding.
Whatever
me.
You give.
Who's running this
twice
place?
As much.
We're giving it away. This is amazing. This
don't
is like
tell
the best
them, okay?
deal of the century. 877-291-0123. So your 100 becomes?
200.
You're good at math.
I like
all
it.
All right. Your 500 becomes?
1,000.
All right. Your 1,000 comes?
2,000.
So if you're like Drew and you can hit a golf ball 200 yards, that would go 400 yards. You'd be out driving Bryson DeChambeau.
I like that.
I
need some of that magic. That's for sure.
All right.
Look, we need your help now. I'm telling you, this is critical. I know it's tough out there, but if you listen, you enjoy this day part, you keep your company throughout the day, pick up the phone and call 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. We need to take a short break, Father. When we come back, we can, of course, talk more. Stay with us. There's more straight ahead.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Francisca, I'm not sure exactly how she pronounces it. She says, "If it wasn't for you, Patrick, and Relevant Radio, I wouldn't be on this amazing path to heaven. I am coming from an atheist converting to Catholicism background. Your show saved me." Jesus saved you, of course, but I know what you mean. "Your show has saved me, opened my eyes, and answered so many of my questions. It's like every time I have a question, someone calls you about it, and it's answered. I haven't missed a single episode of your show since my husband turned me in your direction back in 2022. That's a lot of shows. She says, "Thank you for all you do. I start RCIA later this year." Isn't that great, Cyrus? From atheist to believer.
I love it. And she is not alone.
Touch a heart and change a soul by donating to Relevant Radio today.
I love hearing those miracle moments. That's an awesome one. Woman on her way into the church, starting RCIA. Hi, I'm Josh Raymond, along with Drew Mariani. Going to get back to Drew's conversation with Father Rocky and Rich Pichinski in just a moment here, but asking for you to support us as we are rounding out the last, well, I got about 14 and a half minutes left here in this hour. On this Monday, day number one of our Give Hope Pledge Drive, you can make your pledge and have your donation matched dollar for dollar when you call 877-291-0123. Again, the phone number, 877-291-0123. You can pledge online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And a lot of people coming in at that $20 a month level. Most recently, Esther in Modesto, California. Thanks for making that pledge of $20 a month. We're going to be sending her a Relevant Radio tote bag. Has this beautiful image of a monstrance on there next to the Relevant Radio logo. It's a wonderful way for you to be able to proclaim your faith, to be able to show that you love your Catholic faith, and of course that you love Relevant Radio. And it's only available today. We're not going to have this available tomorrow or any other time during the week. This is going to be today and today only when you make that pledge of $20 a month. And you can help support the Drew Mariani Show and all of Relevant Radio when you make that pledge. RelevantRadio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Drew, looks like we're looking for 40 more people to step forward.
Be great.
Here.
We could use them right now. Hey, if you are going to pray the chapel with me in about 15 minutes, why not make your pledge right now? And, you know, I want to speak to those who are away from the faith. I want to reach to you in particular. I know you're praying for your children. Maybe you're praying for your spouse, or maybe like Father Rocky pointed out, to my surprise, praying for your parents. Any gift you give right now will be doubled. A $20 gift becomes $40. If you can do $100, that becomes $200. If you can do more, God will bless you for it. But why not make that sacrifice, that gift of alms? You can't outgive God. I'm telling you that. And then join me for prayer. We'll pray together. And what you do by supporting us, you keep prayer on the air. Today, we have this beautiful premium for you. You can get it today and today only, but you have to call 877-291-0123 or go online to relevantradio.com. If you go online, you also get a special MP3 on the Eucharist. We'll tell you more about that coming up as well.
877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Can you be one of 40 people to help us out? Make this a big hour for the Drew Mariani Show and for Relevant Radio. You can do it. You can be the next one. Thank you. Thank you for that pledge. Diane in Sherrillville, Indiana, $50 pledge. Thank you so much. 877-291-0123. There's time for you to make a difference when you make that pledge and you give hope.
Pray more, worry less. You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, chaplet's coming up in about 13 minutes or so. I hope you'll join me for that. Right now, I'd love to hear from you, too. Were you on the walk to Mary? And if so, what did you go for? I bumped into a lot of people. I know Father Rocky did. He kind of got his trip delayed by about 2 hours because he had to take a lot of photos. But if you were there, what was the experience like? And have you had any answered prayers from it, too? I know a lot of people have. Tanya's in Hobart, Indiana. And by the way, if you want to join me in studio, 888-914-9149. That'll get you right to me. And the pledge number is a little bit different. You can always go online to make that. Tanya, good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, guys. I'm so happy to be talking to you guys. This was our first year walking. I walked with two of my sisters and one of my children and then a niece. And we made all 21 miles.
Wow.
And it was amazing. It was so amazing.
That's fantastic.
But my question was, how many people finished the walk? I know you said 6,000 were there, and it was amazing to see all those people. How many do you think finished that?
Tanya, this is Father Rocky. Great question. So we think about 3,000 people started out at the Shrine of St. Joseph in the morning.
Yeah.
Another 1,000 picked up at mile 7. Another 1,000 picked up at mile 14. And then the walk for the children had about 1,000 people in it. So I think everybody who started finished. But the night before when I was doing the rosary, I told people, I'll see you at the beginning. I'm not sure I'll see you at the end, all right? But what happens is if you can't actually walk the rest, the bus picks you up and everybody gets to the finish line to where they want. And then this year they had, I think they had five masses at the shrine, one in the morning, one at noon, then one at 3:30, then one at 4:30, which was new this year because they were learning. You know, there's so many people, and then one at 5:15 with the bishop. Yeah. And I talked to the organizer, Pat Depre, who organizes things so very well. I said, how many 911 calls today? He said there were two. So out of 6,000, only 911. One was for two boys, 10 years old and 15 years old. They were brothers. They got lost. Well, they actually didn't get lost. Their parents stopped at the rest stops, and they just kept walking.
Oh, man.
Like, where are they? They just kept walking to the shrine, right?
Terrifying.
They found them at the end, right? A little like Jesus lost in the temple. And I think the other one, I don't know what was, but it's so well organized. But I never saw anyone just stop and they didn't get picked up. So Tanya, what was the best part of it for you?
I don't even know if I could pinpoint one. I'm amazed that we were able to finish it. It was truly the grace of God that helped us, especially that final seven, because that was so hard.
Yeah.
But it was just the graces. I mean, I don't even know that you felt them immediately, but you just knew what was propelling you forward.
Tanya, what were you praying for?
A very special intention for my son that was actually with us, and it won't be answered quite yet.
Okay.
I know it will be answered, but just not quite yet. It was just amazing.
Amazing stories all along the way. I met people from Oregon. I met people from Winnipeg. I met people from McAllen, Texas. His family drove all the way up there. Yeah. They discovered you, Drew, on a billboard we put down there, right? And then I met people from Northern Maine, like Presque Isle. Yep. And I met a guy from Queens, New York, right? Ooh. People from New Jersey, people from Miami, all over with their own prayer intentions. And it's an amazing thing. I'm glad to see it catching on in this country because we need more of this kind of stuff.
Taylor is in Illinois, went to the Walk to the Mary for the third time, Father, for an answered prayer. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I just wanted to share a little bit about my story. 2 years ago, we heard about the Walk to Mary from a friend about a month before it. We signed up and we went, and we had been dealing with secondary infertility. We only had one child at the time. And,
I hear the other one in the background.
Dealing with, yes. we only had one child at the time, and we were dealing with infertility for a couple years. And the day that we went to the shrine for Walk to Mary, we got pregnant.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great?
And,
you know, we hear a lot of these testimonials, Taylor, and it's good because that builds up other people's. That's why it's growing, Drew.
Yep.
Because the word is out that Our Lady answers prayers. Taylor, that's great. What's the name of your little baby?
His name is Jude.
Jude.
Wow, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Patron saint of the impossible, right? Hey, Father, Taylor, I'm going to leave it right there. I only have a minute. I want to sneak in the father of those missing boys, Ed.
Oh, is that
from
right?
Mount Prospect, Illinois. Ed, go right ahead.
Is that, did I tell the story right?
Hi, Father. This is Ed. Actually, what happened was our son, who's Joseph, he's called in on the show, Rosary, a few times. He and his friend, they were on the bus from Holy Cross, and I thought they were just taking the bus, you know, to the shrine. Little did we know that they decided to go for that final seven. It's my son's first time finishing all 21 miles. So we were so happy that they did it.
How about that? That's great. I'm glad you're listening. Yeah, I was really inspired by all the people there. Yeah. Young, old, in between, you name it. Yeah. And it's the salt of the earth.
We'll bring more people. It'll be even bigger.
Yeah.
Hey, Father, I have less than a minute. Final thoughts for those.
None of this would be possible without the prayers and support of our listeners. Yeah. You guys are the ones who make it happen. You're the guys who show up. You're the guys who pray for us. You're the guys who encourage us. You're the guys who make the financial support. And we couldn't be happier than that. We're working for God, but we're working for you. Or we're all working for each other. 877-291-0123 is the number to call to keep this thing growing and being strong.
Rich, thanks. Father, thank you, guys. We'll catch back up soon, okay?
And there we go.
All right, we're into the last 5 minutes here of the Drew Mariani Show for this hour. There's more of Drew coming up, of course. In fact, the chaplet is just right around the corner. Hi, I'm Josh Raymond, along with Drew, and just had a great time listening to his conversation with Father Rocky about the Walk to Mary. In fact, if you'd like to hear more from Father Rocky, easy way to do that, make a pledge online on relevantradio.com, our website, or on the Relevant Radio app. And anybody who makes a donation, doesn't matter the size of your gift, you'll receive a brand new recording that Father Rocky recorded. It's called Our Lady's Invitation, How Mary Leads Us to Jesus in the Eucharist. It's kind of a beautiful combining of a couple of things that we have going on. Right now, we're in the month of May, the month devoted to Our Lady, to Our Blessed Mother. And then also, we're looking ahead to the National Eucharistic Congress. And so Father Rocky, he has recorded this brand new talk, and he gives you insights through stories from people like St. John Paul II, St. Jose Maria Escrivá, of how devotion to Our Lady and frequenting the sacrament of confession, it will increase your hunger for Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. We've never offered this before, brand new. And again, it's available for any donation made through our website, relevantradio.com, or on the Relevant Radio app. And you might consider coming in at that $20 a month level, because we have a very special thank you gift, a Relevant Radio tote bag that is yours. It's only available today, but we would love to hear from you right now if you can make that pledge and help support Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123. Drew, I'd love to see us get another 25 people stepping forward here in the next, 4 minutes that we have remaining?
Yeah, 4 minutes and ticking. I really want to ask you personally, make that phone call today. We need to move the needle early. Such a critical pledge drive for us. And, you know, we can't do it without you. If you can give anything, large or small, it'll make a difference. It all gets doubled today. Dollar for dollar match, thanks to our partnership challenge. Let me give you a number. We have some people standing by. It's 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Or online at relevantradio.com. And look, we need you. Our country needs you. You know, we talk about so many of the events that are unfolding in our world together. And what do we talk about every day? The only solution, the remedy for all the chaos, the confusion, the division, which is a hallmark of the evil one, is Jesus Christ. And how? What are you doing? How can you make a difference, you ask? I'm telling you, pick up the phone now. Make a pledge. Do it. You'll have a profound impact, because you're going to empower Relevant Radio to bring truth and goodness and beauty and other voices to the airways. You're going to invite others into the loving embrace of Jesus Christ. Call right now. I need you. Counting on you. We're in this together. We'll pray in a few minutes. But the number again, 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com.
You know, Drew, listening to Father talk about the Walk to Mary, it really is quite remarkable that you have 6,000 people all across the country that show up. You know, you've got all these people going because they want to pray for something in their own lives or for somebody that they know who needs prayer.
Yeah.
And that's, just right now thinking about it, I'm actually getting chills. It really is.
Intercessory prayer. Amplified.
I know.
6,000 people
and
pray.
When we take on some sort of sacrifice or some sort of mortification, I mean, that's why, you know, we talk about fasting. Fasting can add so much to the prayer that we are making on behalf of whether it is ourselves or somebody else. Those sacrifices, you know, making that sacrifice of walking, maybe that sacrifice is making that financial gift and saying, yeah, I'm going to go without this whatever it is that I wanted or that I was going to get for me, because I am praying for my son or my daughter to come back to the church. I'm praying for whatever that intention might be. And that's a way for you to be able to sacrifice and to do something good to help support the mission of Relevant Radio when you make that pledge. 877-291-0123. Drew, 99 people have donated so far this hour. 99. We need one more to get over 100.
Who's the next person, right? One more person. Will you be that person? You can still get in at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. God will bless you for your mercy. We're going to invoke his mercy now. We all need it, right? Everything we have comes from God. It's an extension of his mercy. Will you be merciful? Will you join me now both in prayer and with your financial sacrifice? Thank you for whatever you can do.